Before we begin, this podcast is a place of acceptance, diversity, and respect.
This podcast respects all aspects of people, including race, ethnicity, gender expression, sexual orientation, socioeconomic background, age, religion, and ability.
That being said, let us begin.
What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, Uplifting, and Positive News for a More Progressive Society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
I'm JP, that's Tim, and here at the Positive Truth, we're just here to remind you that you can do anything and there's a great world going on around you. In fact, Shaquem Griffin is set to make history becoming the first one-handed player to start in the NFL game. If he can do it, you can too. Tim, how are you?
I'm doing well, sir, and that is an amazing news story to start off our program today.
That wasn't even a news story. I just been, you know, thinking about how I can be cool like you with your intros. So I was like, I'm gonna start doing stats.
I don't say anything in our intro. I'd be chill.
No, you do say something. It's because whenever I ask you, how's your favorite child doing, you have the best story. So how's your favorite child doing?
Dude, she's doing good, man. She's like, oh, my favorite person in the world right now. Probably forever. Mm-hmm. Oh, I love being a dad.
See, there we go. It doesn't get any better than that. That's the best intro.
That's unfair. You get me lost in this little Layla bubble, so I'm just like, Layla's world.
I mean, I would watch that TV show.
I love it. What are we doing, man?
So Tim's a new dad. That's awesome. If you want to support the Positive Truth, you can like, share, subscribe, tell a friend, leave us a 5-star review. If you leave us a 5-star review with a comment, send us a little Gmail, we will send you a free t-shirt. Or if you get 10 likes to our Facebook page, we'll send you a free t-shirt as well. And yeah.
And if you want us to wear a t-shirt, you could send it to us because we love free t-shirts.
Yeah, shout out to Gregory II, interview coming soon.
Absolutely. Poetry and chill, man. Get to learn a little bit about that.
Absolutely. So let's get into these positive news stories. Tim, you want to go first?
Yeah, man, let's knock it out. So, dude, you know how we were talking about that nurse and that doctor at the NICU center?
Yes, sir.
So I have another NICU story, and I feel like this is starting to become a trend. There's more and more stories that we've done. I know we've done an interview with the teenagers from, was it Washington High School?
No, but somewhere in Oklahoma.
Yes, man. Well, woo, sorry about that, guys. But yeah, they were doing something for the NICU. They're making those things. What, I don't know exactly what they were called.
They were knitting.
Knitting, yeah. What are those things called, though, with the strings? My daughter had one. It was purple. She actually used it whenever she was in the NICU center.
Really?
Yeah, man.
Huh. It's a small world, Tim. I can't even remember now.
No, I got it from whenever we interviewed him, man.
Oh, okay.
Which is all good. Anyways, man, I have a NICU story. And so basically, her name is Lewis Papp, and she visits the USA Children's and Women's Hospital in Mobile, Alabama.
I think it's a he, right?
It is a he. I do apologize. And basically, he rocks, feeds, and burps any baby who needs a loving arm. And this week, Lewis and his wife, Melinda, donated a little over $1 million to the hospital's NICU center. And I wanted to bring that up because I think it's amazing. These NICU center nurses and doctors are amazing. They take care of your child like to the fullest and nurse them to full health so you're able to take them home. And I definitely want to give a shout out to this family that decided to donate this amount of money to help out the NICU center there.
Absolutely. I mean, he was already volunteering there for
since
free.
Since early 2017 and just fell in love with it and realized this is what they wanted to do. I think it's amazing.
Tim, before I do my next positive news story, you want to tell about your positive experience at a NICU here in Oklahoma?
Yeah, absolutely, man. We went into the NICU center not knowing our child was going to have to go to the NICU center. You know, she got pulled away immediately, so we were terrified. And I can't even imagine how Edna felt laying there and, you know, in the bed at giving birth, and then her daughter has to leave the room. She immediately told me I had to go, you know, go with Layla, so that's what I did. And it was like a terrible time at the first day, you know, wanting to be there and comfort Edna and wanting to be there for my child, but I couldn't even hold my child at first. And if it wasn't for those NICU nurses, there's no way I would have been able to do very much. But those NICU nurses held me down. They let me know, you know, I have to be strong for her. They let me know when I could touch her. They threw me into the fire when I had to change her. My daughter's hooked up to all these wires at the time. So, you know, I'm scared to touch her, let alone, you know, actually pick her up. And when I was able to change her for the first time, she threw me, I remember the nurse's name, but she threw me right into the fire, man. She was like, look, I'll watch you, but you're changing her. And yeah, man, it just kind of went from there. They helped me hold her, made sure I was good with her, and the natural things took over, you know, me being fatherly and figuring out what's comfortable for her and all that good stuff. But they definitely were good emotional support when I needed them, though, for sure, at the beginning. And even throughout the week, whenever my daughter was there for both of us, for my wife and for myself and for my daughter, they were wonderful. They made sure she was okay. I never had a doubt in my mind that my daughter wasn't going to be okay being in there with those nurses, for sure.
And see, that's how awesome NICU nurses are. And my first positive news story is actually a follow-up to what Tim just talked about. So
sweet, man, sweet.
Where the money got donated is in Mobile, Alabama. That's where the 81-year-old Lewis was volunteering at. Last month, they had basically a major milestone. So what happened was, basically, there was a child born at premature at 22 weeks and 2 days, weighing 13.9 ounces. And the local hospital in Pensacola, Florida said, like, they could not save the child. It was a boy. And it, like, before 24 weeks, and it had a 2% chance to live. And so the mother was like, nah, we got to transfer hospitals. So they transferred hospitals 3 states over, from Florida to Alabama, which is the same hospital that just got the money. The hospital was like, yeah, we got this. So they were in the child was in the hospital for 160 days. By August 21st, he was discharged, fully healthy, 5 pounds, 11 ounces, no major issues. And oh, here it goes, Tim. I got a video. So what the NICU nurses did is they put he was 5 months old whenever he got out. His name was Cullen. Put him in a little graduation robe and hat, and they give him a graduation ceremony since he made it.
Yeah, man, they did that for my daughter as well. They do that after, whenever a child gets out of the NICU center, it's called a graduation, and they do this little, like, ceremony thing for him. It's pretty dope. That is super dope, though, like, how this stories came together, man.
You know it. I wasn't even going to warn you.
I know, man. You put that together. I'm so proud of you, man. You put that together so well.
So, yeah, I got a video. I'm going to post it soon to the Positive Truth Podcast. Facebook page, check it out.
Produced by JP.
Don't tell that to JoJo.
Man, that was dope. Well, I have a dope story about a brother and sister, like, superpower duo. So Aaron Allen and sister Jolisa Jones, they saw a car flipped over as they were driving by, and in this car that was flipped over was a mother, a father, and an 11th day old baby.
And how old are these kids?
They're young adults, man. I would say, looking at these pictures, 25 and 24 maybe.
They went out and saved the day,
man. So they tried to break the window and they couldn't break it, so the brother came up with the idea, let's flip this car. It's like on some water, so water was seeping into the car, so they knew they had to act fast. And that's exactly what they did, man. They flipped the car over. Then he goes over to the front, Aaron does, and ties his shirt around his hand and punches the window shield till the glass breaks. And then they were able to pull everybody out of the car, and everybody's making a full recovery. The only bad thing about the story was Aaron, whenever he was punching the glass, he broke through, pulled his hand back, and he cut his hand open. So that was the only bad thing that happened out of it. But he said he doesn't regret any of it. He would do it over and over again.
Of course he would. See, that's great. People go on everywhere. Human beings are always looking out for each other. There might be that one person that's like a criminal, probably a nonviolent criminal, that does something bad. But that doesn't, just because you hear about those criminals, doesn't mean that everyone you see isn't out. Like, we're humans, we have empathy, we're always looking out for each other.
Absolutely, man. I love the quote that he said at the end. He said, "I don't have any regrets. If I was in that situation, I would want someone to come rescue. Honestly, I would want someone to help me."
See? There you go. What's his name? What were their names?
Aaron and Jolisa.
Well, shout out to Aaron and Jolisa. Shouts out, do rags off.
Do rags off.
And yeah, we're at the midway point of the podcast where we do a little bit of audio meditation. We just think about one thing we're grateful for. We encourage you to do it along with us in the stresses of life. We often overlook all the great things going on in our own lives. Tim, what are you grateful for today?
Man, I am grateful for family. I just realized, like, growing up, I may have not had, like, the close, tight-knit family. But looking at my daughter and looking at the family that's around her, grandparents, uncles, cousins, she has a lot of people around her that love her and care about her. And I'm just happy for that. I'm happy that she's going to be able to grow up with that.
See, that's great, Tim.
I'm stuck in Layla's world, man. I'm sorry.
Tim's in Layla's world. It's okay, though. This you're going to be stuck in Layla's world for at least 18 more years. Probably more like 25.
Big facts.
I'm grateful for... What am I grateful for today? I'm grateful for... I'm grateful for cool weather. We're in Oklahoma, and it's been like 90 degrees for the past 4 months, and it was like 75 the past 2 days, and people were wearing coats.
True, man. I saw a bunch of hoodies today, and I was like, wow.
Like, are we that spoiled?
I'm sick.
It's 75 outside. Y'all over here in coats, like hoodies, like relax.
It's not that cold. Struggle gets real.
But see, growing up, thing was like, I mean, I still kind of do this. It's just like Oklahoma is not fun. The weather's kind of ridiculous, but the weather is a lot better, and it could be a lot worse. We don't get much snow. We get like 4 months of summer. I mean, we only get like 2 months of winter. Could be a lot worse, Tim.
Absolutely, man.
Also, no hurricanes coming after us. Just tornadoes. But you know what we do have a lot of here?
Trees.
Yes. Libraries.
True.
So, basically, there are tons of libraries. There are more libraries in America than you could, like, possibly... If you combine the Starbucks, the McDonald's, and the Subways all combined, there are still more libraries in America than there are those three.
Really?
Yeah. Libraries are awesome.
Man, there's, like, a McDonald's, like... Every mile, like, I can get anywhere I go, like, whatever corner, north, south, east, or west, I'll find a McDonald's within a mile and a half.
That's because you're in the hood.
Touche.
Anyway, Southside problems for real.
Touche.
So, in East Los Angeles, they were trying to get more young readers. And so, what they realized was, like, kids love books, but... Kids aren't exactly the best on, like, time. So, well, oftentimes kids forget to, like, return books on time. And what these local libraries were figuring out was, like, even, like, 15 cents a day would just run off kids. So what they started doing instead is, like, no more late fees. But if you're a child and you're late, you just have to spend time in the library reading. That's how you get rid of the debt. They call it reading debt. And so what they did is just like, hey, oh, your book's late. That means before you leave or like sometime soon, you have to just stay in here and just read. Since they've been doing that, they got rid of fines. They've had 15,000 new cards, mostly from kids in the Los Angeles area. So I think it's awesome.
Heck yeah, man.
Shout out to fine-free libraries. That's what they call it.
Fine-free libraries. I like that, man. That's super unique. Like, you don't hear anything about libraries anymore. Where'd you find that story at?
To tell the truth, it was just, you know, reading the news like I always do.
Old Soul JP. I like it.
So, yeah, what you got, Tim?
Man, my last story I have, it's about a stray dog. And this stray dog is basically the honorary assistant coach of a professional soccer team. And basically the Paraguayan.
What?
Paraguay? How you say it? Paraguayan? Paraguayan? I don't know.
Paraguay, you said it right.
So their soccer club, they had a game on May 2nd, and this dog is pictured on the sideline with the coach. Also pictured next to the coach during an interview, and then also with the team at practice during prayer. And basically what's going on is this dog has been around since the coach got hired. And the coach, Carlos Jarasaguirez, basically gave him a piece of pie one time, and the dog hasn't left ever since. Whenever he goes inside, he waits by the door and waits for the 61-year-old Carlos to come back, and then he follows him to the next building and waits for him outside. Whenever Carlos is outside with the team, he's out there with the team stretching and trying to imitate the same positions the team is doing. There's actually a really cool photo of him trying to stretch just like the team that I'm going to share to the Facebook page along with the article that you guys can check out. I thought it was super dope whenever I saw it, just because I like dogs and, you know, they remind me of Captain. So yeah, if you want to see a cool little dog story, it's on the Positive Truth Podcast. Check it out.
Absolutely. This is your first, I feel like since Layla's came, your dog stories have dropped off dramatically, Tim.
Yeah, man. Captain's like, I don't pay attention to Captain too much too. It's pretty bad. Like, I played catch with him for a while today and he still gets love from me, but it's more like a walk by love more than just stop and play with him.
It's okay. He's about to have a new friend in Layla that's going to be running, doing all the other fun stuff.
Absolutely. They already get along. It's cute. He'll, like, get up next to her, lick her hand, and she laughs. It's cute.
Tim's whole life can be described as getting no sleep and cute.
Yeah, that's what it's been like these last few days for sure.
Well, my last positive news story is also about libraries. There's an author named James Patterson, and this is his fourth round of donations to classroom libraries, and it's his most he's ever given before. He's donating $2 million to libraries across, 4,000 libraries across America, and I think it's awesome.
And these library stories.
So he launched the Patterson Pledge in 2015, and since then has given $7 million to teachers in grades pre-K through 12, has donated millions of dollars to literacy programs, independent booksellers, and yeah.
Where's he getting this money from?
He's an author.
Jeez, I need to write me a book, man.
Easier said than done.
Touche. I don't got that kind of attention span anyways.
He's the dude that just wrote the Bill Clinton book.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, I didn't read it. I'm not really into presidential biographies for obvious reasons. But
I'm not into books without pictures. Oh, I'm joking, man. Well, I do love comics, so I'm not gonna lie. So maybe I'm not.
We know Flash. But yeah, shout out to James Patterson. And I think we're out of positive news stories. So Tim, do you have a quote?
Some fish love to swim upstream. Some people love to overcome challenges.
So overcome your challenge today. Hopefully this positivity will help you out. And we're out.
Stay positive.